Hello and welcome to the first episode of Game Snipe. You're both very excited to be here. My name is Tiago.
And my name's Tom.
And today we will be talking about several topics. And you have a lot of things to look forward to in today's podcast, such as we will be talking about is Fortnite dying, the current status of Rocket League, and exciting things in the YouTuber community. So let's get right into it. So I think we should start with, is Fortnite dying? So what do you think?
Well, in my opinion, right, Fortnite has been, it was a good game to start off with, I have to say. People were enjoying it, they're having a nice time out of it. But now, since Season 10, people have surprisingly got very good at the game, and they've decided to maybe start being a bit sweaty. Some people might not understand that, but sweaty, like when I say sweaty, they mean like lots of people are not enjoying the game. Say if someone is new to the game, right, and their friends have been talking about it, saying, oh, do you want to play Fortnite? It's a nice game. But then they might find it hard to start off with, because now there's so many sweats. Because since Season 10, I think Fortnite's just about, at Season 10, that's when it started to die. In my opinion, right now, Fortnite is basically like a leaf falling off a tree.
Yeah, I agree. So basically, it's just, I think people have gotten better at the game, and so it's driving people kind of mad to keep on dying to the elite players that keep on cranking 90s, editing the double edits, 200 pumps. Like, it's kind of annoying. Also, the current state of Fortnite is quite boring. The same thing over and over again, whilst back in Season 5, there was consistent updates. And I know we just had Chapter 2, Season 6 introduced, but it's kind of just not that wow, whilst in Season 5, we had the Rifts, and that was just mind-blowing for everybody in the community. And I think we don't really have that anymore, because I feel like everybody just got so good, and now it's all about arena points and how good you are box fights. But I don't find the game entertaining anymore, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, because, like, I started playing Fortnite in Chapter 2, Season 2. At that point, I was really enjoying it. That season, I started off, I was just like, I don't mind this game. But just a couple seasons later, it's just gone that bit too far where you get a bit annoyed. And at this point, I probably have played more creative than Battle Royale since Chapter 2, Season 2, because Chapter 2, Season 2, Fortnite brought in the big guns. Epic Games were on the updates. They had pumps, they had tacks, they had these new vaults, mythics. Okay, yeah, they were a bit overpowered, but the thing is, nobody argued about them, because if they would have got it, they can't argue.
Yeah.
So it was always just like a nice consistent, it was like nice updates. You had to like beat this boss to get their really good gun, and the mythics were a bit overpowered, but when I say that, it was fun. They were good. They weren't like trash. But now in Chapter 2, Season 6, it's all about leaks. Waiting like 3 weeks for like an update, and then that update turns out to just be like in Chapter 2, Season 5, added a flintlock for a week, then brought back the deagle for a week. Deagle, you couldn't even find it. It's not a very good update, but the flintlock pistol, I have to say, was the best.
But yeah,
they did bring back the rapid fire SMG. Obviously, everybody thought it was a very good gun, but then it's just 4 weeks. You wait 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Now, nobody, I think, wants that from Epic Games, because Epic Games know they could do better. What I think is that the Epic Games are just going to go right down to the bottom. People are going to maybe start uninstalling the game. And then apparently they get this really cool live event and it's absolutely crazy. And then people really want to play Fortnite again and they're really having fun on it. But then after that, I think it's just going to do the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I think when you were talking about Chapter 2, Season 2, that was probably a great prime time of Fortnite because loads of people were streaming. Everybody was having fun. And I don't maybe add traps, but other than that, I couldn't really think of anything that was wrong with the game, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, because, these small things, well, they were quite big, but, mechs in Season 10, just, these really overpowered things that nobody liked.
Yeah, although the one thing that basically sparked everybody's mind in Chapter 1, Season 10, was the World Cup.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Since COVID and stuff, obviously they haven't been able to do the World Cup. But, I'm not sure if Epic Games are doing well on the competitive side. I know, myself, I'm not very good at the game, obviously, but I enjoy some parts of it. And I would say I'm okay at the game, but as well as that, big Fortnite players, Booger, Mongrel, Metro,
whatever,
Benji Fishies, Mr. Savage, they're just constantly, some of them, NRG8, he quit Pro Fortnite because the prize pools for FNCS and stuff weren't that big. But then once the World Cup comes, all the pro players will want to come back. But obviously since COVID they haven't been able to do it, so
yeah,
it's hard. So with this COVID thing, it's been just so hard, especially maybe that might affect on the updates and stuff, but
yeah,
Epic Games, I think, should be doing a bit better.
I think Epic Games is also trying to do a lot with Rocket League as well, which we'll get into in a while, but I think Rocket League's doing well now because I think everybody's it's kind of sweaty, but you can't not have fun whilst you play Rocket League.
Yeah, you can't really. Okay, yes, it might. For some people, they might not like football. That's obviously a thing. But Rocket League, it's a video game, which is what this podcast is about. And Rocket League, when you come to Rocket League, it's been there, since 2015 to 16. I'm not 100% sure. But it hasn't properly died.
Yeah.
It's never been at the state of dying. It's always had their updates, not every, week, maybe even more, maybe a bit less, but Rocket League, Epic Games have done well with Rocket League, but what they don't realise is that Fortnite, it's just not doing very well.
Yeah, also I think every season Fortnite gets more toxic because, let's face it, I reckon 60% of games you're gonna see here or even you'll see something toxic. And also,
I know what you mean when you say that, but I don't know why, but games should be fun. Games are for fun.
Yeah.
I know sometimes games turn into you could do them professional like Fortnite have done, since if the game has been well known for its good graphics.
Yeah.
On PCs and stuff. But other games, just even though they might not have as good graphics or something, you have fun in them. In Season 1 Fortnite, you would have fun. There wouldn't be the best graphics back then, but now there's good graphics, but there's not as much fun.
Yeah, also with the addition of the PS5s and Xbox Series X coming out, I've seen a couple of videos where the graphics are just insane. Like, amazing.
Yeah, like, and, graphics, for me, I know it's an important part of gaming. Like, for big gamers, you know, like I said, Booger and all them, they, even other people who don't even play Fortnite, they normally go for, like, I don't know, the good graphics, all these nice PCs and stuff, and I understand why. But the thing is, I think it doesn't care sometimes about the graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
It matters if you're having fun, if you're chatting with your mates, doing something entertaining. So that's what really matters, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay, on to the next topic. I'd like to talk a bit about Minecraft. And I know we didn't say we'd talk about this, but I think it will be a good topic. So I just want to start us off saying, I don't think Minecraft will ever die, because it's just that game that it stays with you, you know? It's just...
Yeah, like Minecraft, to be fair, they've been there for probably the longest. Maybe after Mario and or like Nintendo with all that from the 90s, from like 1970
stuff.
Minecraft, Mojang, right? They've just been so consistent. Like, they do have updates, like this new 1.16 update with the big caves and stuff. That's what some Minecraft players want. Like, Minecraft, do you know what? I have to say, Minecraft does have a bit of a sweaty side to it.
As far as being
a bit of a sweaty side, it's fun. It's fun. You get to create. It's very imaginative. You make your own house. You explore places. You get to go to the ends. You get to, you know, like, fly around with the elytras and stuff. And it's just so many options to do in Minecraft instead of just in other games. There's not as much.
Yeah, I think also what you were saying with the sweaty side, I don't think, like, no, yeah, it is sweaty with all the servers and that, but I don't think you don't need to play servers to, like, have fun, which is unlike most games where you need to buy the servers to actually play the game. But with Minecraft, I think most players just play survival and hardcore and creative. And also, I think even if you do play servers like I do, it's very, even though if you get absolutely clapped, you still go back, you still try again. Whilst with other games, I feel like maybe Fortnite and other shooters, for example, I think you just wouldn't go back. Like, if I lost say 15 games in a row of Fortnite, I wouldn't play anymore. But if I lost 35 games of Minecraft Bed Wars, I'd go back and play again, because Minecraft is just so fun and addictive. But I feel like most addictive games is, like, bad for you, but Minecraft is quite good to be addicted to.
Yeah, I know, if you're addicted to any video game, it's okay. But obviously for me, Minecraft, right? First of all, I've learned maybe a couple things from Minecraft. Maybe not every time everything... Maybe in Minecraft you might not be able to do everything exactly the same as real life. But I've just realised how much you could really be creative with Minecraft. You know, like, you go into this big cave, you mine for diamonds, you mine for coal, and you mine for iron, and then you get armor.
Redstone as well, right? Redstone is great.
Outside and stuff, you can't really. That's not really real life, but it's just so imaginative. But with Fortnite, more just like, okay, Fortnite is a video game. It's a bit creative and stuff, but nothing beats, for me, a good survival mode of Minecraft.
Yeah.
And just having so much fun is just the best part of it.
Yeah, I think I want to touch on redstone as well, because redstone, right, you see that, I think there's like two sides to it. You're either like a god at it, where you can make literal TNT cannons, or you're just like that person that just uses a lever for an iron door. But either way, I feel like redstone is for everyone. Whilst in other games, like Fortnite, for example, some mechanics are just for some people. But I feel like in Fortnite, it's just so... I mean, sorry, in Minecraft, it's just so, like... You can do... With one block, you can do several things. And yes. That's just so good.
That's the thing. Like, you... Say if there's only one block in Minecraft. And say if that block was a basic block of dirt. If you think about it, you can do a lot of stuff with dirt.
Yeah.
The thing is, with Fortnite and all these other games, say if you only had one weapon or something,
you can't really do that.
You can't really do that with other games. Say if you only had one weapon in the game, it wouldn't be that fun. Everybody gets the same weapon, and it's either of like just life or death in it, and it's just, it's not that fun. There's just nothing imaginative to do about it. But even though, like, if you make a dirt house, right, obviously in Minecraft, obviously it won't be the best, but that's one option.
Yeah, it's still a house.
You could do it with dirt. You could like make a pillar. You could jump. You could use it to climb up stuff like trees and stuff. You could do it to like run away from, I don't know,
creepers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, creepers and stuff. Like, you could sprint away. Like, jump, sprint. I don't know how to put this, but
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, some pros do it. That's what you could do.
I think, although something that I think we've been like hating on Fortnite a bit too much, but there's something really positive about Fortnite, and that's content creation. And with Minecraft as well, there's a lot of content creation, but I feel like Fortnite did what it needed to do for every streamer, every content creator, and I feel like it grew so many channels. Lachlan, like, he, when he did Pokemon Go, just before Fortnite, he had a lot of subscribers, but when he started doing Fortnite, he got a lot more, and I feel like Fortnite just did what it needed to do for all the content creators and streamers.
I know what you mean there, because that's a great thing for content creators, because we will talk about stuff like YouTube and social media on this podcast channel. But back to content creation, you know, like these Fortnite content creators, like you said, Lachlan, people like Mr. Fresh Asian, Cypher PK, you got a lot of these, all like Ninja, you got all of them.
Fearless.
Fearless. Some of them have given up on Fortnite, and I understand why. But for big content creators, even though some of them were big content creators still doing Fortnite, they might not be liking been having as much fun. So I think the best thing about Fortnite is content. Because the thing is, when it comes to content, content creators, they somehow manage to think about something and that people would love to watch. Like, they're having fun about it. And that's what I think just makes the leaf on the tree stick sometimes.
Yeah, I get that. Next topic, we can talk about YouTube and touch more on Rocket League. So, What do you want to start with?
Well, on the YouTube side, YouTube is a big platform. Like, lots of people watch stuff on YouTube. It's not just about gaming. Some people do a lot more stuff, but it's
one.
So yeah, back to the YouTube. You could do a lot of stuff on YouTube. You could do a lot of more stuff than just watch gaming and stuff. But since I watch mostly gaming, the thing is, when it comes to YouTube, it's just so big. Say if something like Fortnite pops up on your recommended, sometimes it catches people's eye.
And yeah.
That's what makes content creating so good for YouTubers who do Fortnite.
I think also YouTube is just so big. Like, I reckon everyone in our school will know about YouTube. Everyone.
100%.
And also, I feel like YouTube is gaming. Because if we didn't have YouTube, gaming wouldn't be that popular. Because I feel like, and I feel like that's true, because say if we didn't have Lachlan, Mr. Fresh Asian, Clicks, so, etc., etc., we wouldn't be playing Fortnite, I don't think.
No.
Because they wouldn't be there to, like, show us the, like, ways and show us Fortnite, you know?
100%, I agree with that. Because, obviously, you have content creators all around the world. Thing is, I think the only reason they still post Fortnite is that because they know that they get good content out of it. The games, when they do a new update, it's just they get a new video, they get a lot of views on it, and then maybe someone who might not be playing Fortnite as much, and they saw that video, they might go back to Fortnite, I would say, for, you know, like maybe another 6 months, and they would have fun.
Yeah, and...
Then...
Yeah, so what you were saying there makes sense. And also, I feel like, going back to what I said, where we wouldn't really have gaming if it wasn't for YouTube, I feel like Twitch as well. Twitch, I don't really use Twitch that much. But I really love Twitch, although also YouTube streaming is very good, and also YouTube Shorts. And people may disagree, but it's basically just, I think it's better than TikTok, you know, because we get more of the content creation in the Shorts. Rather, on TikTok, you don't see as much of the things you want. And also the YouTube algorithm is actually so, like, immensely good that I don't think anybody could hack YouTube ever.
But say for YouTube wise, it's not just about Fortnite and is the main thing on YouTube. Like stuff like Rocket League, you've got these content creators who make really good Rocket League content. I'll pop out some of the ones that I know, like Sendless Khan, you got Mertzi. You got Musty, you have these other people, except more great content creators who do Rocket League and stuff. And then you got Minecraft. In my opinion, Minecraft might just be, over the years, the best thing for content sometimes.
Yeah, because now we see the rise of...
action in it. Because sometimes I thought like content creators... Sometimes they just say 10 minutes later, last thing. Then they're just nothing there. They don't have as much content. Like, they get into a fight, they nearly die. Like in Minecraft, say if they're doing a speed run or something, and their friends are chasing them. That's what brings in, like, there's so much attention. There's so much stuff happening in 1 second. Say, like, you're on half a heart, you're in the nether, your friends are chasing you down. And you're trying to get some blaze rods and all that, and to get Ender Eyes to get to the end. That is what I think is just one of the best things about Minecraft.
Yeah, and I think...
And, like, let me just point out, one of my favourite Minecraft YouTubers, Wisp. Obviously, you got this big ones like Technoblade, you got Dream, you got Jim's friends, you know, like Tommy, you got George, you got Sapnap, you got all them. The small content creators who do stuff, some people just don't understand how much work they put in, how they respond to the chat, to the comments, and they do stuff. But for me, big YouTubers, what they take in, they just take in, like, say, if they have, like, over 5 mil, right? They probably just like, okay, I've got to a life goal or something of 5 mil. I might just start uploading a bit less. These small YouTubers, they grind until they get what they want. And if they do, that's what's good. I know the big YouTubers, they worked hard. But then they just gradually slow down. But with YouTubers these years, say one day they're on like 58k or something, 58k subs. Say in like 2 years, right? Say if that was then 2021, like in the year we are now. Say if they started a YouTube channel on like March 21st, 2016 or something. By 2021, they have 1 mil or something. That, it might sound like a lot, 1 million people, but for the amount of time they put in to their videos, it's just insane.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, but the small YouTubers are great. Like, for example, WASDY. I absolutely love WASDY. But also, I feel like Dream is just a dream, not just Dream, but like Dream, George, Tommy, Sapnap, Quackity, all those people. I feel like they've grinded as well to up their channel, but I completely agree with you on the small YouTubers. But I feel like Dream, we have to give him some credit because he basically brought back Minecraft. And also, he brought a new element of Minecraft in speedrunning. Nobody knew about that before Dream came along, but then we see Dream's videos and we're like, oh yeah, speedruns, oh, is that a new thing, oh, I better try that. And then somebody else posts it, and then somebody else posts it, and I feel like we just brought a new chain of gaming.
That's the great thing about a Minecraft community. They always share the Minecraft YouTubers. They don't care if their video they don't care if their video idea is borrowed or something, because it's all about the great Minecraft community. That's what is great about Minecraft. Like, maybe Minecraft, they might not update their game as much, but their updates just are insane.
Yeah.
They're just so good. They're so entertaining. They get good content for the content creators. And that's the best thing about what YouTube and what other games, like all these games, even though Fortnite, we've been saying it might be dying. That's the great thing about a community of a game like Minecraft, like Rocket League, like Fortnite, like all the other things. That's what makes a gaming community good.
Yeah, okay, and I think that was a good start to our podcast. And if you enjoyed this week's podcast, then make sure to tune in next week. And we will be doing these podcasts every Friday UK time. So enjoy, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.